Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Those of you tuning in today, we are going to be talking about going a little wild here. This is the show that is 914-205-5362. This is Psychic Jethro. Those of you know me from other shows, but we're here today discussing some of the main topics of 2020. I hope all of you guys are keeping aware that you, those of you who are looking for a reading, this is the time to get that Skype or that reading that's on the phone. There's where you want that clairaudience reader. And I've got a lot of you individuals texting me and typing me. I want you to go to my website, psychicjethro.com. It's psychicjethro.com. That is the website that is known through this. Connect with me there. If you're looking for other psychics, definitely type in their name in Google and you'll find their latest websites. I have a lot of individuals writing in. We will be reading. Remember, I can read you over the phone or I can read you through a picture. If you're, those of you on Facebook, we've got a really good opportunity. Those have been going in the room there. You're looking at things. We were talking about numbers and we're going to go a little bit into that today. I have a lot of individuals who often ask me, what do they do when they're having other things happening in their life? For you, one of our listeners here, I'm looking right now, and I want to make sure we talk about the one who was looking at the king. You're talking about you have things going on. You're supposed to expect great changes in your life, especially if you're dreaming of them or you're having a lot of imagery of the king, different things of it. We all know there's one and true only king, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So those of you who are tuning in, remember, this is a spiritual thing. So if you're having yourself a little bit of time at home, this is a wonderful time to make sure that you get in with the individuals that are there and make sure that you're working out all of the things that you want to talk and ask before you call. I know there's been quite a bit of things with the health and the things. This is the time to have that Skype reading so that your individual reader can find that. Those of you know this, that I, Jethro, was born with the gift and the ability to be able to see aura, and after my near-death experience at the pool, I was able to clairaudiently hear. So for those of you that are contacting or wanting, we need to make sure you get a hold of us where we can help you. There's a very good thing happening right now, and those of you that are involved in it is doing that spiritual at home. Let's take a minute here, and we ask our Father, the Light, and the work with those of us, the Light Workers, to put out that positive energy and to be very much aware. This is not a time to actually worry or fear or go with it, but to actually know that we are doing the things, washing our hands, keeping ourselves within a 6-foot space, making sure that we think before we react. If you're going out and you have to have necessities and they can't be picked up, there's no way you can pick them up, make sure that you are clearly actifying and working out those things that you really need. Taking a few items, not taking a lot. This is part of what stresses a lot of individuals, and I've had some people contact me. The biggest thing that we are doing, for those of you know, is we're doing that set joking there in Psyche Jethro's room. So definitely contact there. I obviously can help you a little, but more importantly, get yourself into a situation where you're getting contact. I encourage those of you with the ability and the gift to contact me with it. We do actual Skype readings. We do Skype, and I say we, me and Kay, those of you know, we work together, and we're right now putting together some pieces for those of you that are hooked to my YouTube site. It's under Mr. Psychic Jethro under YouTube, and those are the videos to watch. We have asked all of you individuals that are contacting me to make sure you understand that. Go to psychicjethro.com if you want to win. I want to quickly go through. I know that they've been contacted in your email, those of you individuals. Julia, you will be receiving your necklace if you look in there on the 23rd. You were the last person to get sent through. Michelle, you had won the last one on there. I've sent you an email. We're trying to contact you. I'd rather work with you due to the country and going across different boundaries and because of what's happening, to give you that reading instead. So you have been sent a reading through your email. If you look down there, it's a free reading. It's going to contact. We will be giving away a few readings today, and we're going to be giving away some prizes of that. Due to the nature of what's going on with those of you who know about the coronavirus, we will be not sending out items to you to risk anything with anyone, but sending you readings instead, because those we can do through the telephone, Skype, or other means. You wanted it, you got it. We're looking at those of you who contact me there and ask me, we will go back to doing email readings. A little bit of word of caution there. Email reading consists of a physical picture of you recently, 3 major questions that you have that you want me to answer, text to you at your own convenience. It takes me a couple days to do it out. Right now, I've got my wonderful typist at home. Those of you tuning in, we are fine. I've got a lot of you in Quinta. We're doing really good there. Thank you for keeping track. You guys are doing such positive work with the community. We love you so much. I do take my hat off to those of you who are able to help and do. We are, you know, working together to remain calm. I've asked quite a few individuals to go into the rooms with prayers. You will be seeing me putting those up there and things to give us all that stability. We have a little bit of a contest that's been going on. We've got California and actually New York. Those that went in, I do need your physical address, Brent. I cannot do that out. We talked to you just earlier. So what I have asked you to do, I will be sending you an email. You also want a reading, so you will be getting those readings for those of you who need the readings. If you don't, you are allowed to pass it on. Just send me a little bit of an email. At this point in time, I'm really good, Jethro. I've had a reading with you over the phone, or I prefer to give it to my friend. They need it more. Whatever you're doing, those who've won. How do you win? Go to psychicjethro.com and contact me there. Make sure you contact me and let me know. I've had a lot of individuals asking me why there's different websites. The website that I adhere is the psychicjethro.com. We are not going any overseas. We are, at this point in time, all of the things that we are doing, obviously, because of this, have been handled. And we want to be able to handle right here at home, where those of you in the United States and other countries can contact me through that website and get the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of email reading right here now for those of you who've contacted. This is the only time that I do the readings that are not actually charged, and those for you know why is because of time and expense. So just make sure, go in, do that. I welcome you. Looking here, I want to move, but I don't know where I'm going to go. I have talked to you before. If you know who you are and that I've talked to you, you've sent this email, I'm going to talk to you a little bit. We'll use your initials of the J. We know who you are. Miss J, you are at this point in time handling some situations there with your man. You need to be able to be stable and work not only for your family, but for yourself. The word of caution I got when I looked at your picture and the other work is make sure that your children are being taken care of. If you're moving from that place to place, it's very hard sometimes to not only do the risk of what we're talking here, but also make sure of why you're moving. If you're moving because you're stressed over neighbors or other people, sometimes that's the time to do it. In the case of your picture, I saw a lot of vibrational energy here, that this is the time to work with your husband, work on things, get yourself stable. You know, you can move from a house if there's no reason or there is a reason health-wise or other things, but I do use caution. They're saying that this time just try to hold your ground. I have got a couple of phone calls here. We're going to grab those phone calls. Yes, this is Jethro, 914-205-5362. Any of you have that old phone number, delete all numbers. We have no website, no numbers, only the numbers I've been giving you. The 914-205-5362 is new and the best one to get a hot contact with Psychic Gone Wild. It also is the one number right now to call on the radio show. Here we go. I've got a phone call already in here. How are you? You're live, 315.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Jethro, this is Annette.
Welcome, Annette. I'm so glad that we're doing a little bit of a call in, and those of you know to make sure you're okay. Annette, you've called in before on the show, and we know you from on the East Coast. How are you okay? How are you hanging out up there?
No, I'm doing. You know, they're shutting a lot down here, so.
I can relate with you. We are the same in the Bay Area. We're kind of home. And the fun thing is right now we get to spend time with Party Marty, but it's a little nerve-wracking for all of us. Yeah, we welcome you. I need to get permission from you. Annette, they're telling me that you have some things happening in your life right now that are very frustrating. They're showing me that it's more than just the being homebound. It also says that this is a time you're having to watch your budget, handle things. I'm seeing two other outside forces maybe causing effect for you.
Mhm. Yes, that's what I kind of texted you about last night. I don't know what's going on, you know.
Okay, well, let me go ahead here. What I see here and what I feel for your energy is they said that you're going to be able to handle some other person's misfortune. Something is emotionally happening with others that are trying to – I feel that they're trying to connect, unfortunately, to you maybe to stress out or looking for a way to handle something they've got going on. There's something happening for them in their life physically that they did not deal with, and they're coming to you now in hopes that they can find a way for you to connect them in or get them where they want to be – where they really should have been or were supposed to have been but didn't handle things.
And they're
saying very strongly with you that there's going to be another outside relationship for you with some individuals. I saw you being maybe contact or something here that's going to be able to put you in that place with people who are working. They're talking about computer and apps, those kind of things.
I don't know what to say on the radio, but I got a friend's request that I don't feel is the person that they're saying that they are. Do you pick up that that's from a different country?
I do pick up that you at this time did not go with that, and you're exactly correct. This is a time where we're getting masses of people trying to contact, saying under other things, they're trying to get in. They, you know, there's people very much right now who are isolated or on the street, not able to get in. They're trying to connect with those of us here, probably feeling that they saw your way, got away in contact, and hoping to get some kind of way into your physical things. I do think you should definitely not – not do any other contact with any outside. Those of us who are working with light, we're definitely working towards trying to block it, but we have a lot of people trying to connect through those social sites. You're correct. They also said you should be, are you working with the angels? Because they keep telling me that Raphael is trying to help you. You've got something health-wise going on is the second thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. And confident. Confidentially, mm-hmm. over the radio, they are telling me this is a time to be able to work with some things that are limiting you a little bit, but this is going to come out where you're going to be able to connect into something that's going to be more stronger with the organization, society, things that are going to be able to help you out during the stressful time for you financially and also emotionally, to get you connected to an organization, something that's going to be able to come in and get your needs met to get you through this hard time. You've got a couple of months of really cleaning up. They show me you're like what they show the guys is you're throwing this out of the nest, you're putting this in the nest, and you're really trying to get your feet back under you. You're emotionally, we're very much hurt over some things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still am. Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm so sorry. You're doing real well there, and I do feel that out. And we've got so many. I want to thank you, Renette. Hang in there. Just stay on the line here with us. We're going to be connecting to other people. We're going to be giving away some of those prizes. Those of you know that we want to connect with those of you on there. Do call the 914-205-5362. It's connected to us, and we're getting through. I have a lot of people telling me, I got a fun music, Jethro. What you heard was How It Began by Silent Partner. For those of you know, it's a very beautiful song that's on there. It's our new song that I'm doing to help you guys. Give me this time to catch on. We're going to grab another phone call. You're wonderful, those of you calling in and giving your support. We are praying together. We got another phone call here. We're talking to 925. You're live, 925. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. It's Jen. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad you're calling in. We've been really checking here. I know this is one of our friends here and allies in California. We're going through a lot of people doing Skype, checking with, making Sean checks. We know that you are one of our really strong, not only friends, but students and friends that we've met through the years here. Jen, we're doing really good. We actually have had the best luck because of being able to go with it, that we have a lot of friends contacting. We're putting this out today. Let them know that me and Kay are doing real good. We're at home together, having fun, cooking, eating, playing with the dog. How is things up there in the creek area?
We're doing all right, and I want to share some really good news with everybody. Today is my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. So even though we're hunkered down, I made a really cool cake for them, and we're going to spoil them as rotten as we can. And it's just nice to be able to see some silver lining in all of this.
Congratulations, and I love those two. We're talking about very strong. And this is the thing we've been working with, you guys that are doing this. We go on with our lives. We learn something from this. I've had a lot of speculation. Those of you know, I will be going on later here this week, coming up in the next week, and talking about some of these things that we've got with it and giving you some real strong psychic intuitive and beliefs on what exactly to expect in the future for those of you. And we love you, Jen. We've got a little bit of a fun thing happening here. They're telling me, the angels are telling me that you have also been putting out a real good blessing for you, that even though it is stressful times, there's something happening for you physically that's feeling better. I'm seeing they forced you into really taking care of Jen too, so not everybody else is getting in front of you.
Yep.
Love it very much. And they said they're going through one of the relationship things that are happening, and said that it'll become even stronger for those of you tuning in. They said that we've got the real blessing is that you're going to be able to do some of the things that the guides wanted. They are showing me a couple of your family. I see a really good blessing happening for your sibling, that there was other things going on that they wanted to switch. I see the one got kind of pulled out of things, were very emotional about it, but now it looks like it's a blessing that they're having to take that kind of get the house together, get the things together, make sure that they're ready for the new change that's coming for them in the next couple of months. It's very positive.
Awesome.
Very good. Also, I'm seeing another work here, and I was supposed to let you know from the other ones. We know you're very busy, but sometimes we miss you. If you get a chance, we're doing Skype on here. Check with us on Friday. Sometimes, Jen, we need to hear you just to have a laugh because there's friends.
Absolutely. I will do my best for you, I promise.
Love it, dear. And thank you so much for tuning in. We're going through and catching the ones on the phones. This is a lot of good times. We're all making connections. Love you. Those tuned in, those you see, we're okay. We're out there. Those who've tuned in, we are tuning to you live from Alameda, California. We're going wild here. We've got a bunch of friends. Remember those times that we have. We have a lot of friends that are sharing different things on here. We as a group need to come together. Those of you who know any of the light workers, please contact, do together, get on these social medias, do the positive for other individuals who can't. I send out a very positive thing to my friend that I spoke to this week, and I'm very much working with that. Make sure you get in with the friends. I know that you've been isolated a little bit, and unfortunately with having stage 4 cancer, we are all there for you. We love you. And you were one of my original people and friends and allies back in Boulder, Colorado. I'm here for you. I love you. Know that I'm still doing that. One of the beautiful things that I've got from some of you individuals that have really inspired me is asking for and wanting to know what the books. Make sure the Living in the Psychic Realm, if you have it, the new one we've got out just has only changed the cover. We've got that cover, and it's a beautiful one that Kay came up with. It's phenomenal with a beautiful yellow and beautiful angel feather on it because of the geese and the feathers and the work we talked about. It was the best picture. I encourage all of you guys that haven't got it to get it on, buy it, you know, through Amazon. I am working on that. If you come on my website, psychicjethro.com, you'll find it. And my latest, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, is also one of the really good books to buy if you want to do your own readings at home, because it has how to read with playing cards, how to read with dice, how to read with dominoes. You could pick that up and read it. I have a couple of other friends asking me, Jethro, are you intending to do work at your office? I'm intending not to at this point in time. I encourage everyone to do it. Those of you who are scheduled in, I'm moving you around. I do encourage those of you who are calling or texting me to really kind of unfortunately limit that unless it's really necessity. I'm trying to get to so many people. I want you to go definitely on to do a time. I have to really minimize my time. I have asked other individuals to understand that because of the necessity we're working with, I want you to go ahead and go on the website and do that. Everyone knows that we're going to be going into a little bit of a time here that is what is for other people. And that's the thing I want you to really put into mind. You have a lot of individuals and some other things that are going into your life at that point. Make sure to keep that distance, work those things. You know, we are finding out things, and as it comes in, you will see me putting them out there. I'm very much wanting to keep this calm at a pace. I see a lot of individual things I do. If I don't have a very reputable one, I will not be putting Wikipedia things on there, but I will be putting things on there that are justifiably with it. We do know that this is able to not only, you know, make people very sick, but also to hurt people and take them home. We don't want individuals not being aware that what's happening. I've had quite a few conflicts with different ones who believe their politics are things. We do know this is real because those of you know me and Kay, we're not only to Italy, but I have other resources, other ones who are letting us know this is something to take caution, be safe, make sure that you're keeping your clean hands, give yourself that 20-second rinse, wash, make sure your hands are clean. It should have 60% alcohol when you're using different sanitizers, different things to make sure you kill the virus. We love all of you guys. We're going to grab the phone. We've got one of our regulars here, Genghis Khan's mom, is on today, and we're going to turn around and pick up that phone. I can see here that we have it here. Genghis, you've sent me an email. Would you like me to read the email, or would you like to ask the question in person? Hello, Genghis Khan's mom? Okay, you're asking me over here, a little shy. Trying to change jobs and probably entire career to a different state with a better economy. I'm nearing retirement and feel challenged at how to specifically study for a degree or certificate for direction. What specific steps do I need to take, and what area of my guides recommend? Looking at your energy, reading the energy, they're telling me at this time you are set right now to be starting those seeds. You have potential to do the work. If you sit and you focus, then you will find the pieces that's supposed to move you. You have a row, you have a boat, but you haven't put the seeds together on which direction you're going to take. So your boat is going right now in the career you're in, but they show me with your relationship towards your change, they said yes. They keep saying you have what you really feel. You should be looking on it. And those are where I encourage you people, go in, sit down, do a meditation, take 20 minutes, clear your area, get grounded. You guys know how I do that. Ground and protect, so you're hearing the right guide. And look, they keep showing me with you when I look at you that you're supposed to be doing an area that you could be getting a certificate or something, something paper intangible. This isn't a time to go really financial crazy and put yourself thousands of millions of dollars, but this is a time to look at those, get the certificate, start with someone, work with some organization. They keep saying university with you, technical college, something there. You're able at this point to look at those. One of the really good things we've had with individuals that are doing that, make sure you get into the government right now. There is a lot of working out to help people change careers. If you're, in your case, with the age and the things you're looking at, you want to definitely do that. The guides are telling me that you are always really good at reading and handling. They're still going scientific. They keep talking science, reading, putting together some kind of chemistry where you were able to look at this, do that out. These are the things there. Go to Google. Type in keywords. A lot of times people in meditation, when you're talking about your future, those of you know when I'm reading you, I see that. Over the radio, you want to be doing that. Those of you who are really making sure, get that second opinion. Take that time. Get that other reading. Then it gets more professional with the ones doing. Your case, Genghis Khan, they're also saying there is another state. There's two electives. Right now, we can't be moving, those of you know. But this is going to come a break. I see with you in 5 months, 4 to 5 months, there will be a significant something going on where you will be able to hook your showboat into something else. And now those of you who are tuning in, I'm feeling this for this person. So those of you, remember, I'm reading for that person. When you want that personal reading, each person's is different. I see with yours, Genghis Khan's mom, that you have been working out some other situations that's clearing for you. The choice of family, health, something there is going to open and you will have that election. They keep showing me Smoky Mountain memories, something with Smoky Mountain, something with there. Be at this time aware of where you're helping and who you're helping. You can do that elective, but if you haven't put your oars in and got something working in your favor, technical over the computer, then it looks like you're going to steer back and forth. It looks like you won't move. You'll stay at this. Your career will just stay where you are right now. So that opportunity, if you want to do it, the other second elective is the Sunshine State, and the Sunshine State is very positive, but it hasn't connected yet. It isn't time yet. This will happen when it's supposed to, after the something with Easter, something with the rabbit. I see the bunny there. So that's what I'm seeing for you. I want to thank you guys. We're turning in. We're going to go ahead. Thank you, Genghis Khan's mom. Those of you know how she just did that. She emailed a picture of her. She sent on there. I text her. She got it. So those of you who want to get on the show, we're a little nervous. You can give me another name, but you have to give me a picture to read you. I have a lot of you guys texting me. I love your text. I can tell you have good spelling. I can tell you energy, but I need to see your aura to read it. This is Psychic Jethro at PsychicJethro.com. I encourage any of you. You guys know that I'm working with those of you who have the Skype name. My Skype name is Jethro Helps, all one word, J-E-T-H-R-O-H-E-L-P-S. Please contact there. We will be on tomorrow. I want you guys to go to PsychicJethro.com, and then I'm going to give you some new information tomorrow. Those of you know, we've got Carl McCallahan is coming back. He's here. We're going to be talking some serious things. Those remember, Carl is the gentleman who studied very hard and has a lot of knowledge on power places, resource places, magnetic fields, lean lines, all of that stuff. And Carl's back. We've got a couple of other people for dream work. We're going to be working with some other authors there, working with all of you. And I encourage you to go in and do that. Remember, this is an appetizer. For those of you that are connecting, PsychicJethro.com is the way to get the reading. If you want to be scheduled in, you need to go on schedule, online, do all of that. And that way you get in, you have your time. I love you guys. This is Jethro. I hope you had a real good time. We're going to end the show with a few minutes of this music. I apologize about the drum roll that scared the first three people. They said it was loud. It will be cut out of the show when I have a chance.